Hey, it's Chris Jones with the Jones Zone, and this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Jones Zone at Keller Williams Realty. That's right, we sponsor our own podcast. So if you know of anybody looking to buy, sell, rent, or invest in residential real estate in the Charlotte, Rock Hill, Fort Mill area, have them connect with us on their favorite platform. Enjoy the show.
It's Chris and Brian Jones, your real estate advocates, community connectors, talking Charlotte and York County area real estate, and interviewing business owners, entrepreneurs, and community leaders. Welcome to the Jones Zone Podcast.
Yes, please.
All right, gonna count you down, Chris. Don't interrupt me this time.
I promise I will not interrupt you. I learned my lesson.
Yeah. Three, two, one. Okay, time out real quick. Let's go off camera. Let's go off the phone. All right. Stop interrupting me. We're gonna have problems. Okay. This whole thing's gonna get shut down.
All right.
Real proper.
All right.
Three, two, one, and go.
I interrupt you on purpose. I want to see what you're gonna do.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do nothing, but go.
All right. Welcome to the Jones Zone. So, how's your day, Brian?
Are you gonna let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
My day was.
All right, and we are joined by. I'm just kidding. Go talk about Veterans Path Up. That was awesome.
Veterans Path Up this morning. We gave a house, or not we.
We didn't.
I didn't, yeah. We, the city of Charlotte donated a house. There's this program called Veterans Path Up. And Ken Lacey, he's doing an amazing job. He's doing such a great job. Anyway, Charlotte donated this house to Veterans Path Up so they can fix it and rehab it. And they're going to give it to a veteran who's down on his luck.
Yeah.
And they're going to, but anyway, you should see this house. They completely remodeled it. They gutted it. And today was the ribbon cutting ceremony. So we were there, getting some footage and everything, and got a house.
That was pretty cool, man. One really of the veterans awesome. In the area, and this is an awesome.
He did 150 combat missions in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, this veteran, he's a pretty cool guy, so at least he can do is get a house. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. But that's how my morning was, Chris.
Yeah, mine was pretty much the same. I was with you, so yeah. I don't really have much to add. But we are here today with Brett Yarnell and Abby Rice. Brett is a personal trainer right here in the Charlotte area. He's got an awesome story. And then Abby is his girlfriend. These guys are the future Charlotte's first couple of fitness, the CFCF.
I like that.
CFCF?
CFCF. I just made that up.
What is CFCF?
Charlotte's first couple of fitness.
CFCF. I like it.
I like it. Hashtag C... What happened?
Hashtag CFCF.
Hashtag CFCF. I like that. There it is. That's it. All right.
Brett also works at NutriShop. He's a sales rep in the Ballantyne office. Mm-hmm. And then Abby works at Palm Beach Tan. So we're going to talk about fitness and health. And then these guys are going to share their stories with us. That was a brief introduction. But Brett, if you will kind of
fill in the gaps.
Tell us a little bit about your personal story and how you got doing what you're doing. And
all right, so where do I start? I can start back, I guess, where, like, how we met.
Okay.
So I had lived in the Concord area for about 4 or 5 months, and I was in a bad situation, and I had to go back home to Florida. I came to North Carolina originally for a new start because I was in a bad place. I had hit, you know, rock bottom, had no money, nothing. And, actually a family like brought me up to North Carolina for a start. And from there, like I said, I met someone that just ended up taking money from me, essentially manipulating me, and I left me with nothing. So I called my mom. I said, "Mom, I got to come back to Florida. I'm not in a good place right now and I don't have any money." And I was new, so I didn't really have people to like count. I jumped into coming here because things in Boca Raton just on multiple occasions didn't work out for me. It's expensive to live there, to say the least. So came up here, got a job, tried making some money, was never really able to get to that point where I was like, okay, I'm comfortable, I was still like needing other people, and it weighs on you after a while. So I found myself back in Florida, but I didn't really have a concrete place to stay. I had been in a relationship for 5.5 years where I was living with somebody, and then we split up. She stayed in the apartment, and from there, it was kind of just like, I slept at this person's house, that person's house, this person's house. And I was being bounced around all these different houses, and, you know, it's like...
How old are you at this time?
I was 24.
Okay.
And I'll be 26 in July. But like I said, so I had to go back, and then I went right back to that routine where I was sleeping in everyone's house. And after a while, people kind of like, I became a burden. Like, I, you know, you can't just stay at someone's house for two weeks and expect it just all of a sudden. And I didn't really have anything to give other than myself. And so it was a very humbling experience, like not having nothing. And then it really put into perspective, like, wow, all these people care about is money. They wanted something out of me, but I didn't have anything to give. And I didn't want to continue to apologize for who I am and why I ended up where I ended up. Okay, things didn't work out. I made some bad decisions, but I'm still following like my path, my intuition, where I feel like I need to go and the path I need to stay on regardless of what people tell me. So I just took all this as like learning experiences, like, okay, fell down again, I got to get up again. I fell down again, I got to get up again. And prior to that, I was doing independent training too. I had started doing my own thing in, I think it was 2015. And I learned very early that, you know, trust in business is hard if you don't have a concrete plan with contracts and things in place. And I was expecting people to pay me, and all of a sudden, boom, like I'd just be out $500 when I was expecting it. And I was always Mr. Nice Guy, like, you know, cutting my rates just to help other people. And all the good that I did behind the scenes was kind of like overshadowed by this dude's broke. He's broke, he's homeless, you know, he's got no, like, you know, all the bad things, I've heard it all. But no one ever saw like the people's lives that I touched and how I affected people and like the good that I did. So anyway, now we're fast forwarding to where I was before. So that's kind of the backstory. I've been a trainer since 2013. I worked at all the corporate gyms, and after a while I was just like, fuck this. To be honest with you, I was like, you give these gyms your all, every minute of every day of every week, you're hustling, grinding out 30-minute sessions just to make a buck, when really they pay the trainers anywhere from $6 to $8 a half-hour session. You only get paid when you have clients. And I was like, after a while, I had accumulated everything that I needed to know at that point. I learned everything from all the different gyms, and then I also learned what I, like, they were shaping me to be a machine, a robot that goes by a script and things have to be done there. Well, I don't function like that. I've chosen entrepreneurship and independent personal training because I'm more about the relationships. Like, I couldn't give a shit about money. And I mean, I did for a while, and then being homeless and literally counting quarters to get like Wendy's sandwiches kind of made, I would just look at money and just be like disgusted by the sight of it. Like, this paper and these coins here like rule people. And so like when I'm surrounded by people that are like money hungry and money savage and only care about money, it actually pushes them far away from me. I don't like people like that. I kind of hung.
How much are we charging for this session?
Yeah, it's. but we weren't gonna charge anything.
But so yeah, I mean, I found myself on the street, and actually, I think the most humiliating point in my life was. This is hard to talk about, but like, I slept on a Walmart bench, and yeah, and I slept behind buildings. And this is like, in this point in time too, like, you're going through a lot of shame, a lot of humiliation. Like, you don't want to tell people, so you kind of just like sit in it.
Yeah.
I don't care if I get emotional either, but no. It's just like, it's it was like, it was really, really tough for me. And I didn't want to tell people. I didn't want to tell, you know, I started just, instead of explaining myself, I just cut everyone off.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just can't handle like having all this pressure, and because people will, they think they understand, but they have no idea, and they think they're trying to give you good, useful, helpful information, and it couldn't be like more opposite, honestly. Oh, well, you should do this and you should do that, and everyone tells you what you should do, and everyone's telling you something different, and you got all this noise in your head, and I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna eliminate this noise, and I'm gonna look within. And I stayed homeless for a little while. I had slept at some friends' houses, and, you know, I wasn't welcome for more than like a few days or a week at a time. And I was just like, you know what? I didn't even want anyone else's help anymore at that point. I was like, everyone, this is more of like business transaction than it is like genuine help. And one day, and it's like, I was so depressed. Like, I was posting shit on Snapchat every day, like depressing quotes and pictures and just whatever. I guess, like, honestly, looking back, it was just like I was desperate for like love and attention, because I was getting the exact opposite. And Abby actually reached out to me because I was a trainer at the Gold's Gym in Harrisburg, where she was a member when I was first here. So she already knew who I was, and we linked up on Instagram. Like, we followed each other, and every time she had a question, she'd like reach out and I'd help her. And she used to watch all my videos, and unbeknownst to me, she was like following me, and I had no idea. And then she reached out to me one day when I was like in, I don't know where I was. I was somewhere in the street walking around. Like, when it's 4 or 5 o'clock at night, and you've got nowhere to go, and you're staring like the moon, like in the eye, it's like, shit just hits you in a different way. Okay, everyone else, like, they go home, they go to bed. For me, it was like, okay, like, Walmart's still open. Like, you get a different, like, a perspective. Like, places like the gas station have a whole new meaning because that's your one-stop shop for everything essential. And gas stations are always open. Walmart. Wendy's, I put on, like, I lost, like, all through all of this stress and emotion, I'm a personal trainer, so I'm like subconsciously supposed to stay in shape no matter what, because that's the role I play. And there's pressure in that too. And I couldn't work out and I couldn't eat right. And it's weird, like I picked up the habit of smoking cigarettes too. And I ask anyone, I hate cigarettes. But when you're like on your own and just like filled with anxiety and all this emotion, you got no one to talk to. I was just like chain smoking cigarettes. I was smoking, I think, American Spirits because they were natural. Like, I tried to find, you know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of that.
But, yeah, and it was like the only thing that took away that like heavy stress. And there were a few people that genuinely helped me. Actually, a friend of mine from high school. I've been friends with this one kid, Chris Roselli, for 21 years now. You know, we've always kept in touch.
What's his name?
Chris Roselli.
Roselli?
Yeah. And there was actually a point in time where, like, when I was homeless and, like, I was just taking out all my emotion and everything, he genuinely tried to help me and I actually pushed it away. Everything happens for a reason, but he was always there for me. He's always been there for me. And then this girl, Amanda DiStefano, I actually went to high school with too. Her and her mother, like, we're very helpful with giving me rides and, like, buying me Starbucks. And they actually, for a couple nights, instead of, because actually there was a, what was that hurricane that came through? And I had nowhere to live.
It was the recent one,
within the last, like, 6 or 7 months. I forget the name, but it passed through Boca Raton. And, yeah, they gave me, like, I was able to sleep in their restaurant. They have a family-owned Italian restaurant. And, I slept there for a couple nights, and when everyone was gone and I found myself sleeping on a restaurant floor, it was just like, there was a lot of shit that happened really fast that just, like, it was a lot to, like, take in. And, like, I suffer from anxiety and depression. I'm very open about them. And, like, I just, like, the fear of the unknown, like, where am I in my, like, why am I here in my life right now? Like, what did I do to deserve this? How do I get out? And I stopped asking other people for help and guidance. I stopped, like, even, like, you know, my dad, my mom, my sibling, just, like, everyone. I kind of just, like, cut communication, and I'm like, I got to figure this shit out for myself. I'm 25, and I'm in the street. Like, my parents aren't going to pick up my pieces. And I kind of just came to the realization of that at that time. But make a long story short, I actually also, another name I want to drop too, was my buddy Ian. Ian's one of those people that, like, we were really, really close. His name's Ian Forgey. We were really close in elementary school. Like, we had sleepovers and stuff. Like, you know, we were, like, you know, young friends. And then we always, like, kept in touch as we got older. And he opened his doors for me for the hurricane also. So after that training, I was like, I don't want to stay in this, like, restaurant anymore. So I hit up Ian. Well, actually, I posted something on Facebook. Like, I was desperate. And once in a while, I'd drop a bomb on Facebook. And it's like, I was always getting negative feedback too. People were messaging me, well, you really, you know, what's going on with you? You sound crazy. All this shit. And it's like, well, really what it was just a cry for help and attention. Like, okay, look, I got this many friends on this platform. If one of them responds to me, you know, I'm doing okay. And I slept at Ian's house for, it was supposed to be 2 nights, and I literally begged the kid. I'm like, dude, let me stay here. I don't have anywhere to go. And he was like, yeah, man, no problem. You can see he had an extra bedroom. And he didn't ask me for a penny. And at the time, that was like, for him to say, yeah, stay here, no problem. Like, that was like a huge, like, that meant more to me than like $100, right. $200. Like, I could give a shit about the paper. Like, this kid is doing an act of love because he sees, like, what I'm going through and he wants to help. And that was right around the time where she, Abby, started messaging me on social media. And, like, every single day, like, I would look forward to, like, her text or her Snapchat or something because it was, like, it was just, like, yeah, it was, like, just what I needed to, like, keep going. And it eventually led to, she's like, yeah, if you can find a way up here to North Carolina again, you can stay with me. She was living with her mother at the time, and she had her own room there, so I was kind of just, like, sharing the room with her, saving money. You know, I got a right away I got a job. And I've actually, since I've been back for 6 months, I've had, like, 3 or 4 jobs. And so at each job I got, I just found myself getting back into the same behavior pattern that that got me to where I was in the first place. Working crazy hours, stressing out, taking just shit from people that are above me when it's nothing more than a title. I don't handle disrespect well. I don't handle when people take advantage of me. If I don't like someone, I'm going to tell them. If I feel like I'm being treated a certain way that I don't deserve, I'm going to make it known. And that's kind of got me in trouble a little bit, but I quite frankly don't care. Where I've come from and everything I've endured, I have I have my guard up. It's just like, you know, I'll snap right away, and it's because my past has, I guess, formed me into this way. Like, I've had a lot of people take advantage of me. I've had a lot of people fuck me over, steal from me. You know, like, people that I thought were, like, good, true, genuine friends, and then when I absolutely needed something, they weren't there. And that's when I just busted out the scissors and was cutting ties, honestly. And right now, honestly, you know, I really, outside of her, I have a couple of friends, but I keep my circle small because I have dreams, and I'm trying to use my story as an inspiration, not just for myself, but for other people. So the plan was, if you can get up here to stay with, you know, you can stay, but I just had to find a way to get up. And, you know, I have a 7-year-old sister. So my mom's remarried, and my stepfather has an autistic child, a stepbrother, Mark, who has autism, and he has full custody. So they have there's a big family of 4 there, and, you know, they got their own plan, you know, their own thing. And my mom actually said, Brett, like, you can stay here, but I can't afford to feed you, kind of thing. So, and she lives in a, yeah, I mean, I eat a lot of food, and I didn't have any income at the time. And that was the thing. She's like, you're eating me out of house and home, like, I'm on a budget, okay. I can't, you know. So, and that, it's just like,
especially if you're eating that bodybuilder type. Yeah, if you're
following me, I eat
ate a whole rotisserie chicken
for lunch, man. For lunch.
I eat a lot of food, and it's just, I've always had an appetite. But yeah, so I didn't really, I had nothing, no money, no food. I had nothing. But what I did have, and see, this is why I love, because with personal training, it's not just like the corporate world will tell you, a trainer is someone who takes you through a 30-minute high-intensity training session, writes you a plan, gives it to you, and you're one of 30, 40, 50 clients. And it's just like, on to the next. Me, first of all, I don't believe in 30-minute sessions, 60 minutes all the way. Every session that I have with my client will go 60 minutes or more, because quite frankly, I don't time my sessions. Unless I have back-to-back, I give my all. You know, I'm all about the full package. I'm educating you on how to exercise, how to split up your macros, what supplements to take to help you with your goals.
Real quick, for the listeners who don't know what a macro is, can you...
So macronutrients are the three. There's proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Those are the three macronutrients. And based on... So everyone's allotted a certain amount of calories based on their metabolism. So however fast your metabolism is and whatever your daily activity is, however much you exercise, you're allotted a certain amount of calories, your metabolic rate is for maintenance. So your BMR is your basal metabolic rate, which is how many calories you burn at rest, not doing anything.
Just like laying there.
So laying there, exactly. You're in bed all day, not moving, you burn X amount. For me, it's like 2,100 calories. So if you factor in my exercise and everything that I do throughout the day, in order for me to maintain my weight, I need at the very least like 3,000 calories. I don't know the exact numbers offhand, but Then from there, based on whether you want to gain or lose weight, you either add or subtract 500 is the generic formula, and that's the good, healthy way to do it to make sure the weight is coming or going from the right places.
Hey, who's Aaron Skosberg?
That is, I actually know him from...
He says a macro is macaroni and cheese, right?
I wish.
Aaron is, I actually met him. He goes to, Club Fitness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Club Fitness is a whole other story that I'm not going to talk about. But that is a place that I used to work for. Very short-lived for reasons, but...
So what got you so into fitness and stuff?
Ever since I was 15 years old, I picked up a weight for the first time when I was 15. And before that, basketball was my thing. I love basketball. I was always like, I was kind of like an Xbox and basketball kind of guy. I had like a lot of awkward phases growing up, and there's a lot that led to me... It was like fitness for me, it was the one thing that I had absolute control over in my life. Nobody could take that away from me. Like, life can take shit away from you. And I had a lot of emotional issues growing up. My parents divorced when I was 5. So I grew up without my dad on an everyday basis. My mom had, there were some figures that were there, you know, in between. And so my mom met Dean, my stepfather. They've been together for, they got married in 2008, but they met a few years, like 2005 they met. So he's been in the picture for a while. Great guy, takes good care of my mom. But it was like, at the end of the day, like, I didn't have my dad. And that was always something that that I longed for.
Yeah.
But,
that's cool.
So it was like, that, like, I don't care what anybody says, if you grow up without a parent, like, on a consistent basis, it's hard.
Yeah.
So, that, like, all my built up and, like, emotion from that, like, I would put it into, and that's just one of many things. Like, I use the gym to, pretty much whatever's going on in my life, any stress, any doubt, anything that isn't aligning with, like, my vision and goal, like, I take that out. If someone said something to me to piss me off or like ruin my day, that is the emotion that I put into the workout. I use that. Every struggle, everything that I've been through personally or people around me, like when my grandmother passed away in 2013. Oh, I can't even believe it's, no, I'm sorry, no, 14. Yeah, she's been gone 3 years. And that was my favorite person in the world. So when she passed away, that was another thing I had to work through. So it was like the gym has always been there. Fitness has always been my way of dealing with my emotions, I guess is the best way to put it. And then I developed a strong love for it to where, you know, when I was 18 years old, I knew, I was like, this is what I want to do. And nobody can tell me otherwise. You know, like my dad always told me, like, just be a cop. Mm. You're a big guy, you know, just be a cop. And like... I like respected that because, you know, you get your benefits and you get everything, but I just like, that's not who I am. That's not what I wanted to be. And, you know, and my mom's mom, my grandmother, I actually don't have any sort of relationship with her at all. We don't speak. And there's reasons behind that. Which actually, I can actually thank my grandmother because when I was in the street and I called her and said, hey, I have all of my belongings and I'm sitting I was in a Salvation Army with all my belongings, and there was a waiting list for the homeless shelter, and I couldn't get in. And I said, hey, you know, and she holds like a financial grudge against me, and I'm not, you know, she's, you know, lives the lavish lifestyle. She's got a lot of money in a country club, and everyone in her community is wealthy, and all of their grandkids are scholars, right? And that was just like, you know, I was never really good in school. I didn't get good grades in school. I couldn't focus. I'm very like, I can't sit still. And at the time, I was never prescribed with any sort of learning disability or anything. But looking back, I definitely couldn't sit still and pay attention for more than however long. And it affected my report card, showed it, and my grandma was never happy with me. And the long story short, she was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Now, again, she lives in a country club. She's got an extra room, but she didn't want to. I've tried helping you in the past, and it was all... And right away, I said, you know what? I don't need you. I haven't spoken to her since. I don't care to speak to her, you know, until I get an apology at least. So anyway, but I kind of thank her for that because it led me to her. But yeah, fitness is, I love it, and every day I'm learning even still. Fitness, most people don't understand, it's a mind, body, and soul thing. You have to have all three of them aligned in order to be successful. If one of them is off, it's gonna show. And having worked with people, like I said, I provide 60-minute sessions for a reason. Corporate gyms will tell you, do your 10 to 20 minutes of cardio before, and then come meet me at the desk and we'll get started. With me, let's get your ass on the treadmill. I'm controlling the settings, and while we're doing cardio for those 20 minutes, we're talking. You're venting. There's some sort of communication because everyone's got shit to talk about, and you kind of you take on the therapist role a little bit when you're a trainer. But I love it. That's what I do. Like, I love genuinely helping other people. I've got a handful of success stories. One of my clients back in 2013, Julie Draper. She was a physical therapist, and I started training Julie at LA Fitness over in Fort Myers, Florida, because I went to school for training, exercise science in Fort Myers. I ended up quitting LA Fitness because I was just tired of the abuse. I was making no money. And that was actually at the first point when I started doing my own like independent marketing, using Facebook, things like that, doing exercise videos on my own. And I continued to train her for months after I left LA Fitness. And she dropped from 210 to 156, and she put on a considerable amount of muscle too. So what most people don't understand, when you lose weight, like with, oh, I lost 20 pounds. Yeah, that's great, but if you don't know where that 20 pounds is coming from, like, you know, 5 of it could be water, 3 of it could be muscle, and then at that point you've only lost 12 pounds of fat. Whereas like there's like, you know, I'm working with a guy right now, Darren Bowen, and Darren is actually, he's a great guy. Darren is my photographer, and he's also my client, and the two of us are bartering together.
That's smart.
Because what happened was he walked in the NutriShop 2 weeks prior to meeting me, and he walked in, and he's funny, he's from England, he's a British guy, great sense of humor. He walked in, he was like,
cheers, mate.
He was like, fucking save me, right? So it was great. I wasn't there for that, but I heard the story.
Save me from myself.
And so, and where I work, NutriShop, it's franchised. It's owned by the Patterson family, and they have locations in Ballantyne and also Gastonia. So Scott, Cole, and Jenny are the people that work there, and other than that, it's me. I'm the weekend guy. But Scott set him up on a meal plan and got him some supplements, and he lost an initial amount of weight. And then he came in to re-up on something one day, and I was there. And I started talking to him, and I saw a success story, like, before it even started. When I started talking to him, I was feeling it. Like I told you, like, I go by energy. And I could just tell he's a very, like, genuine person who truly wanted help. And most people, right off the bat, they're like, oh, like, I can't, like, trainers, they're a waste of money, they're too expensive. It's like, there's a lot of bad things that are, like, associated with personal trainer. And a lot of that has to do with the corporate trainers, because they'll hire anybody and everybody off the street with an online certification who never really took the time to sit and learn the science and how to apply it. Like the school that I went to, it was an accelerated program. So it was 2 years worth of study in 15 months. I was going to school 20 hours a week, and I had two phenomenal instructors, and everything was hands-on. And that's where I got the bulk of my knowledge from. And I also had trainers, you know, prior to that. I lost my... Where were we before?
Julie and then Darren.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Darren.
You sound like me, man.
So, I mean, I could just keep talking.
That's how I am.
But anyway, I have the knowledge, but I don't make money a precedence like most other trainers. Like, I'm after a different clientele, so to speak. Like, yeah, all these people, they're after $50, $60 an hour. Like, let me have... But those clients don't last.
You snap really loud. A lot of them. By the way. That's impressive snapping.
I'm very, like, I don't know. Like, I'm always...
He's always, like,
I talk with my hands. I saw a success story, and I said... And I found out he's a photographer. I said, look, I said, Abby and I are trying to build our brand, and we'd like to have some professional pictures. I said, I'd love to train you and help you out if you can kind of do something like this for me. So he's done our the photo shoots that we've had. Darren's done.
Yeah, they look good too, by the way.
He's great. Out, yeah. He's great. He actually has, there's a place called Rush Cafe in Ballantyne, and his artwork is all over the walls there. He's really good. But we've got a couple more shoots that we're going to do with him. And in turn, he is, I'm training him, and he's also putting together, since day one when we started training, I've been recording every session with him. And we're in the start of week 11. Come the end of week 12, we're going to release a video. It's going to be Darren's 12-week transformation. And really? He is already down to this point about 25.2 pounds in fat. So he's put on a few pounds. So the scale shows less than 25 pounds lost because he's put on muscle and he's added water to his body through hydration. But he's down 25, and I wanna represent like true fitness and like just genuine advertisement. Like, oh, lose 30 pounds in 30 days. Like, there's a lot of fraud. There's a lot of just like people are just like money, 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 money. With me, it's like, how can I help you today? Obviously, it's, you know, I do it for a living, so I need to charge a little bit of money, but I chase longevity with my clients.
When you look to serve people like that, and you have the right intentions, the money will come.
Yeah.
You know, the money will come.
And it's an energy thing. Like, people can feel that. Like, I remember I used to be so uptight, and if a client would cancel on me, I'd get pissed, because it's like, oh, that's my money. Like, you're taking it, and it's last minute. Like, you didn't consider me. Like, the older I've got, it's like, the more I can relate to people. Like, every time someone, like, people come to me all apologetic right away, like, I'm so sorry, get it, and it's like, and I'm like, it's okay, like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like, shit happens. I'm not going to charge. Like, people are, they don't want to commit to a trainer because they almost feel like they're going to be like stolen from, or they just can't afford it. And people also, there's so much out there that people don't know what to believe. And there's a lot of like fit Instagrammers that, like, just because they're a competitor, they think that, you know, they're a trainer and they give out all these information. And there's a lot of people out there that look really good, but they don't know how to apply certain things. Like, you need to know how to work with people that have hip issues, knee issues, shoulder issues, back issues. Like, there are things, and not saying that none of them do, but there's a lot of people that aren't certified that are out there doing training or making money off of what I actually spent time going to school for and getting certified in and keeping up with my certification and learning. Like, and I'm very big into networking. Like, I love networking with other trainers in the area. I actually met up one day, Abby and I, we trained with this guy, Johnny Abraham. He goes by J-Abe2 Fitness, and he's got J-Abe2 Music. He makes his own music, and he's also a trainer, and he's an entrepreneur, and he does it himself. And I saw this guy, he's got a good amount of followers, and I hit him up. I was like, hey man, I was like, you know, how would you like to, you know, get a session in with me and Abby? You know, and it's like, I kind of was talking to him, we went through a workout with him, and I love getting together with other people that are outside of the corporate realm. Because, and for all you listening here, if you're looking to get a personal trainer, and gyms are going to hate me for saying this, do not go to a corporate gym. They're going to listen. They lock you in for a year. You're paying $45 a session for a 30-minute session. You're only seeing your trainer one time a week, and you're expected to do your homework. And let me tell you something about what I do, okay? So my sessions are 60 minutes, like I said, from start to finish. We got our cardio, we got our strength training, and then there's stretching and myofascial release if needed, okay? So I'm touching on all aspects, and I'm also having the time to sit and explain things to you in between. I'm not having to rush through a 30-minute session. And then I'm coaching you around the clock 24/7. If my clients have questions, if they need to call me, like, I'm that coach around the clock. And I, you know, and it's like, I jumped out of my last job, like, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Like, I did it in Florida. I had 8 clients. I was making good money. But of course, habitually, I end up in bad situations. But I've never really lost who I am. Like, I always hit a bump or something happened that was outside of my control. And at certain times, it affected me business-wise. I couldn't, you know, I had to sell my car one day because I had no money. A lot of it's come down to, like, I've been broke for my whole, and I'm not scared to say it either. Like, I've had good intentions my whole life. I've just been giving with hope that one day something's going to catch on. Like, you guys reaching out to me was huge. Like, I couldn't have appreciated that more. Like, it's the little, I like how when small businesses reach out and network with other small businesses, it's like everyone's helping each other. when you're working with like anything corporate, it's like there's a ladder, and the people that are above you always have control over you, always make more money than you. And I just always felt like I was dumbing myself down, or I was just like limiting myself to make X amount of money when I knew I was worth more. And because I always had my clients telling me, other people telling me, you know, you're great at what you do, keep it up, don't give up, keep fighting. It was those things over all the negativity that I heard that just kept me going too. It's like, I know I can do this, because I've heard everything like, you'll never make it. Training's nothing more than a part-time job. You can always do it on the side, get a 9-to-5, get your benefits, get your 401k, yada, yada, yada. I personally, a lot of people don't agree with this, but I live for the now. We're here right now. Let's do something right now if we want to do it. Like, yeah, you're going to fail. Yeah, you know, shit's going to happen. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. Like, you know, there's levels, there's a process to this. And I've kind of just stayed in faith with myself. Like, I know I can do it. I know I'm on the right path, because I know how I feel at all points. And I know what gives me anxiety. I know what stresses me out. And I'm not going to let myself be put in situations that are going to harm me internally, because at the end of the day, I may be satisfying everyone on the outside that wants me to be something, but at the end of the day, I'm the one that's still suffering. And I put myself above everyone else, most important. Like, I'm going to do what I want to do while I'm here. And, you know, when I die, I'm going to be remembered for impacting all of these people's lives, saving some people's lives, like changing lives. People that couldn't help themselves, I was that person. And that's why I do what I do. It's really like putting on muscle and being a meathead, so to speak. Like, that's more of a, like, I just love hitting the, I would consider myself a gym rat. I love being at the gym. That's where my, you know, like, people that I can associate with and relate to. And it's just like where I feel most like myself when I'm in a gym. If I got like a corporate suit on, or I'm working in a restaurant, or I'm doing something, it's just like, it's just tearing away at my soul. And I would just suffer and suffer and suffer. And it would just make me so miserable. Like, why am I here? Why am I doing this just to get by? And it's like, it's not just to get by, because all these jobs you get, they don't really pay you enough to save to move on. They so really it's don't. Like, it's you keep going, and it's like week to week, you're still struggling. So it's like, why am I even bothering with this?
You sound very self-aware. Like, you know what sets you off, and you avoid it.
And a lot of people judge me. A lot of people think they know me and what I've been through, and just anything in my personal life in general. And no one really does. I don't allow myself to be known on a certain level. Some things at this point I just keep inside. And if someone doesn't agree with me or like me or has something to say, I really don't. It's kind of like, okay, like, goodbye, like, shoot. Like, I don't, you know, I don't need that type of energy. And I continue to surround myself with people who keep me focused, who support who I am. And and Abby is honestly my number one supporter. We share the same passion in fitness. So I've kind of been mentoring her the last 6 months, you know, teaching her a lot about nutrition and strength training, and she's transformed a lot.
I've seen the Instagram photos. She got some triceps on.
I do. It's
good. Bigger than Chris's truck.
So are you guys, is the plan to be kind of like where you can serve both genders? You're gonna be like,
yeah, we want to represent BBY. We want to represent, you know, a lot of couples like don't work out together. And it's kind of like a selfish thing where like a lot of the guys just kind of carry their ego, and it's like, look at me, and then they don't got time for their girl, or vice versa. And then, you know, they just, there's always an excuse as to why. And I feel like it's very important. Like, I don't, like, I would rather work out with her than go work out with a bro, because I don't know, just like, I don't, she's really all I need. And I've come to learn that, having been in low places and really seeing that friends are nothing more than an illusion in your head. What you think of another person as your friend is who they really are. And I have some great friends, Aaron O'Connell, Michael Martino. These are friends that I don't always talk to, and I may go months and months without speaking to, but if I picked up the phone and called them, I know that they'd be there. Brett Weinstock, you know, like I said, Chris Roselli, these are all friends that I can call at any moment's notice. Ian gave me a room to sleep in.
If you find an Ian, you need to keep him in your life. Ian's are going to be like a weird character.
Ian's a brilliant musician too. He's very, very talented. And it's cool. It's like, you know, I have, and I, people are going to think I'm talking bad about if you have a corporate job, oh, he doesn't like me, this and that. No, just personally, like, I don't like, you know, I would rather see a person taking a chance on what they love and going through tough times to then at the end of the day say, look what I overcame, instead of taking a safe route because you feel like you have to. Like, Ian is, he's a brilliant musician and he's actually doing things with it. He, like, does coaching and he performs at, like, certain events. And, like, you know, I can respect that. And the fact that he gave me a place to stay, like, like, I was like, let me just have a couple days. Sure, no problem. Then it turned into a week. And then eventually I had to go because he had to go because he was actually moving. But that was, like I said, that meant more to me than anything. And looking back, it's like, it's those things. And you things like that are often looked past or taken advantage of when you don't know what it's like to not have. And I'm really grateful for knowing what it's like to be at the bottom and have no money and have no friends and literally be on my phone scrolling through my contacts like, do any of these people matter? Like, do any of these people care, or are they just, like, in my phone? Like, you start thinking and then you appreciate everything on a deeper level. Like, also, and it was like and I'm a firm believer that everything, and when I say everything, like, everything happens for a reason. Whether you believe it or not, whether you see it or not, whatever you're going through in life, you are going through what you're going through for a reason. And people are going to have outside judgment opinion. You're going to have doubt. Like, all these things are going to mess with your head. But if you can just kind of stay focused and on your path and just trust that everything's happening in your favor and for a reason, it'll work. Like, not only did she was like, yeah, you can come and stay with me, but I still had to find a way to get up there. So one of my clients, Brandy from Gold's Gym, I kept in touch with, and she paid for me to take a Greyhound to from Florida, and her mother picked me up at the Greyhound station. So that's how I got back up here. So my client paid like $100 or whatever it was, like, here, you know, God bless you kind of thing. Like, you know, I hope you do better up here. And that led me to her. And then now here I am. I've been in and out of a few jobs. And now I'm and I always felt like, oh, I'm only here because I have to be. I'm here because this is what I'm supposed to do. And I was miserable. And it got to the point where, like, I don't always tell people how I'm feeling. So I would hold it in week to week. And eventually I'm like, I'm not going to take this anymore. And I would move on to the next. And I'm like, I'm going to stop getting jobs. I'm going to create my own money. And well, granted, I have a job. I work at NutriShop, but again, I don't consider that work. I'm sitting at the counter. People are coming in asking questions about supplements. I don't sell people. That's the key. Like, I don't sell. I educate. This is what this is going to do for you. This is what this is going to do for you. Combined, this is what this is going to do for you. This is the discount I can provide for you if you buy these together. Oh, and by the way, I'm a personal trainer. So if you need help on the physical aspect of it, I can take care of you. Here's my card. Follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of workout videos. Abby and I both. And what we want to represent, going back, I know I'm jumbling here. So together, Abby Fitness. So I used to go by BY Fitness, as I said. And then when Abby rescued me and I found out that we share the same passions and visions, and she wanted to join, like, my movement, like, what I was representing. Now, together, I feel like the message is even more powerful because a lot of women can't really relate to a man. And so we kind of have the two perspectives. Mm-hmm. Like, I put out, like, what I'm doing. She puts out what she's doing. And we're trying to touch, like, a broader audience and not just represent fitness, but, like, love, laughter, and just, like, happiness and just, you know, and trying to represent that no matter how hard life gets and what you're going through, like, there's more to money and there's more to status in life. If you can get to know a person on a deeper level and relate to someone like that, that's where the love is at. The love is deep inside. It has nothing to do with the exterior, like most people. And they're with you. They're like, you know, fair weather, you know, fans, friends, whatever. Because once stuff starts going south, they're like, see ya. Like, I don't need to be a part of this. And then you almost become a burden instead of, like, that's where the support is really supposed to be the strongest. And so, like, she's been with me at the bottom. I couldn't have been any lower. So now on the rise, as we continue to grow and meet new people, form new connections, we're doing it together. And everything that I have made or will make moving forward can be attributed to her.
That's awesome. And dude, so we gotta wrap up. Man, I would go on and on.
And we could have another episode. We could pick up where we left off.
Yeah, that's crazy,
man.
It's already been probably, an hour?
How long has it been?
Yeah, 47 minutes. Jeez, it's crazy, man. It just went by fast, didn't it?
It did. Like, I can talk, man.
He can just talk all day.
But yeah, so there's, and so are we still running?
Yeah, man. I mean,
our Instagram, for those of you listening that want to follow us, it's at Abby, A-B-B-Y, 2 underscores in a row, and then fitness. You can't put a slash. So we represent it's AB/BY. And like I said, the two of us post both of our perspectives. And we also run a daily, like on our story feed. We're showing
people. Yeah,
you
have a good story. They're entertaining.
It's what we eat. Our workouts are uploaded to there. Any supplements we take. And we also put a touch of our personality
like
in there.
Dunkin'
Donuts. Just so you guys can know, like, we
love Dunkin' guy.
We don't want to be like the rest of the other people out there. Use my code. Buy this from me. Like, we're not selling anything. We're representing love, happiness, health, and fitness. And anybody that wants a service from us will absolutely help that person. So I don't really believe in selling. I believe in just putting the good energy out there. And eventually people are going to bite on it. So.
And your Facebook page is what?
It's AB. If you just go to Facebook and search AB/BY Fitness, it should pop up. You can add me on Facebook too. My name is Brett Yarnell, Y-A-R-N-A-L-L. Feel free to shoot me messages.
Search your name on YouTube, they'll find your YouTube
channel. And yes, YouTube, if you want to hear more of my rambling, I have videos where I go deep into anxiety and depression and just my struggles and battles. And there's also some good nutritional, training type information on there where you can kind of learn a thing or two if you need. But just search Brett Yarnell on YouTube.
Good deal.
All right, man. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on all your resilience. I'm glad you found each other. And
it's last minute.
Happy
like
for you guys.
All right,
thanks for coming.
That's so awesome. I just saw it.
Thanks so much for listening to the Jones Zone podcast with Chris and Brian Jones. We'll catch you on the next episode.